Good evening and welcome to Expats Bulletin, the only show on the Czech radio that knows all the words to the song Rains of Castamere. Today we go back into history and this time to the year 1978, when the first Czechoslovak astronaut went into space. And after that we'll have a few expat post-it notes. And remember that a lion still has claws. That was the sound of one of the many Russian rocket launches to outer space. But 37 years ago this week, the rocket that launched was a special one, because for the first time in history, someone else than an American or Soviet got to float in outer space, and he was Czechoslovakian. Till then, it was always an American or Soviet national, but the third nation to reach the stars were the Czechoslovakians in the joint Soviet-Czechoslovakian mission Soyuz 28. And the man of the hour was Vladimír Remek, the first Czech astronaut. Vladimír Remek, born 1948, was in his early life a fighter pilot, but after attending the Gagarin Air Force Academy in Moscow and being promoted to captain, he went back to Russia in 1976 to train for the Soviet-led space program. His backup was Oldřich Belčák. The process of picking the crew was grueling, and though Remek aced the tests, he was told he had to lose 13 kilograms, which he managed, and so was cleared for takeoff. Remek and the captain of the mission, Alexei Gubarev, lifted off on the 2nd of March 1978 in the ship Soyuz 28, and they made contact with the station Salyut 6 on March 3rd. The flight was also used by communist propaganda because it was 30 years since the communist coup d'état in Czechoslovakia, and the flight was supposed to show the cooperation between the countries. The work day of the astronauts was from 6 a.m. till 9 p.m. and even included 2 hours of exercise. Before leaving, on the last minute, the two astronauts got training with a dental drill because Yuri Romanenko and Georgi Grechko, stationed permanently on Salyut 6, complained of toothaches. But after hearing of the basic training the two new arrivals got, they declined their offer to help and never complained about their teeth again. Remek conducted many scientific experiments while on board, spanning from biology to psychology, and also he brought the crew an extensive collection of Karel Gott songs. At the beginning, Remek felt sick, as many do when they first encounter no gravity, but wasn't scared to say this, as his Soviet colleagues, who were afraid they wouldn't be let on a mission again or if they confessed. After completing their mission, March 10th, Remek and Gubarev landed in Kazakhstan at 2:45 p.m. The total time spent in space by Remek was 190 hours and 17 minutes. After that, Remek got many commendations from Czechoslovakia, but also from the Soviets, becoming a hero of the Soviet Union and others. Remek himself hasn't denied that it was all a propaganda stunt, but still took pride in what he accomplished, and rightly so. He used to joke, "Why didn't the Soviets send up 2 Czechoslovak cosmonauts? Well, because they would have landed in West Germany." After Czech Republic joined the EU, Remek was also pronounced as the first European astronaut. After that, Remek served in the army and even had a political career in the EU Parliament, and now he is an ambassador for the Czech Republic in Russia. But of course, he shall be always remembered for what he did 37 years ago, becoming the first Czech astronaut.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom. Commencing countdown, engines on. Check ignition and may God's love be with you.
And now we still have time for a couple of expat post-it notes with which you can amaze your friends. The first one being that Škoda is one of only four automobile trademarks that can claim a more than 100-year-old history. The company was founded by Emil Škoda in 1866. Our second expat post-it note is that the Czech Republic has the largest network of signposted footpaths in the world. As of 2002, more than 38,000 kilometres of paths have been signposted. And last but not least, Vladimír Remek wasn't the only Czech national to go to space, but three other of Czech descent went, and all of them were American: Jim Lovell, Eugen Cernan and John Blaha. Well, that is it. Hopefully there will be more Czech astronauts in the future, and when they finally recognize my proposal that Expanse Bulletin would sound better in space, maybe it will be me. But till then, bye.